ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hottest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh, oh, I'm back.
who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
To the music. Gotta put in another dime.
I'm back. Hound on the sound and all that. You know. Sound of the Gentiles with Take It Off. The Rockateens with Twangy. Link Ray with Comanche. Connie and the Bellhops with Shot Rock. We opened up with Sonny Burgess and Itchy. WFMU East Orange coming in with the sound of digital quadraphonic. Those people out there right now are, with quad reception are experiencing like a Pink Floyd concert.
Yeah, those of you with four ears are making out real good and well on this one.
Just like Floyd, man.
Yeah.
Yo, Bruce.
Howdy, folks.
What up with that? We're back after 2 weeks off. beyond our control, I guess, there. Phone's lit up. What do we got for you today? We didn't plan nothing. We were going to plan a big comeback show. We just said forget it. Screw it. We got some rock and roll. Maybe a vibe report. Maybe not. Maybe, I don't know. Big Al Downing. Nope, Little Willie John.
Smiling face, spreading joy all over the place. I said,
has ever hit.
I'm Daddy Rollin' Stone. Daddy Rollin' Stone. Ah, girls call me Daddy. Daddy Rollin' Stone. Girls, you think you had loving. Girls, you think you had fun. But girls, you ain't had nothing. Until you daddy comes home and I'm the daddy.
He's the daddy.
Daddy ruler.
He's the daddy.
They call me daddy. Time I have it is right. I'm the daddy.
Oh, he's the daddy.
Daddy ruler.
He's the daddy.
They call me daddy. Big daddy. Daddy ruler. Now you all heard about Big John. He was as big as he could be. Big John might have been twice the size. But he didn't know half as much as me. Oh, I'm the daddy, yeah.
He's the daddy.
Daddy ruler.
He's the daddy.
They call me daddy. Big daddy. Daddy ruler.
I heard the news on Thursday night.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah. Down here. Back on the sound. Your free speech crusader. With
H-Bomb.
H-Bomb Ferguson by request and the Midnight Ramble tonight. Clarence Bonton Garlo. His parents, his mom was Korean, I think. With Crawfishin', the Ravens with Daddy Rolling Stone. Big Al Downing with Oh Babe. We open up with Little Willie John having himself a spasm. Much as I am myself. WFMU, East Orange, we do Chicken Right. We got any news report today?
No.
I got one here. Wisconsin mayor calls Jesse Spearchucker. This is from the Post yesterday. The mayor of Kenosha, Wisconsin, called Jesse Jackson a spearchucker. Both he and the candidate said no slur was intended. If I called somebody a spearchucker, they'd drag my butt out of here so quick, my feet wouldn't hit the ground.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's a quote from Mayor Eugene Dorff, who praised Jackson at a rally for auto workers union here. We're going to have to go to every village, every town, every city in the United States, every governor, and impress upon them what's happening in our country today with the corporate rape that's going on. But this country needs a spear chucker, and I think we've got him upon this podium. A man who cares about the people, that cares about the cities, the towns, the villages, the farmers.
I don't know, man. It sounds a little
and
out
of context. And the Kalahari Bushmen.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
you don't got no bone through his nose.
I myself am supporting Jesse Jackson in this race, but...
I guess I'm down with Pat Paulson again.
Yeah, he's kind of came on pretty strong. Been a good week for TV.
Yeah.
You catch Frank's Place?
No.
It was a good one. They had these, an English skiffle group was playing at Frank's Place, singing about cotton picking and whatnot.
And Lonnie Donegan.
I like that. Anyway, any more news? Greg Nettles files for bankruptcy.
Yeah, Billy Martin talking tough about the Yankees.
Billy Martin got married with the mixer, Mickey Mantle, as his best man. That classy move right there.
There you go.
Let's see. Go ahead, punk, make my day. You hear about this karate killer?
Astrid used to work in that bar.
On the Upper West Side. And guy killed some yuppie with a couple of karate blows. And here we
one kick. One
right.
Kick.
So a Manhattan karate master... Named
Army Boots and Beret, blonde hair. Sounds
right. This guy, Aaron Banks, who's a black belt in karate, has challenged the murderer of Daniel Klagsburn to a fight, calling him a low-life punk and a sleazebag who hangs around 42nd Street movie houses watching karate flicks.
Hey, guy, if you're listening, I wouldn't take that from him.
Yeah, right? I'd go get him.
There's a phone number,
too. In fact,
you
guys can do it live on the radio if you guys want to duke it out. The Hound will give you... you guys can kill each other and we'll... Maybe we can get a TV show out of the deal.
Yeah.
Hmm. Nothing else in the Post, unless you want my horoscope. Oh, Macho Camacho busted for cocaine in Florida. Macho Camacho, who's definitely ducking Cesar Chavez.
Yeah, he's going to do a comeback tour with Joe Pepitone, I think.
Possibly. He's got to grow some sideburns for that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway...
Meanwhile, back in the States,
the sound of Robert Mitchum.
Let me tell the story, I can tell it all, about the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey, son he drove the load. When his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town. The revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, twice the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. On the 1st of April, 1954, the federal man sent word he'd better make his run no more. He said 200 agents were covering the state.
Whichever road he tried to take, he'd get him sure as fate. Son, his daddy told him, make this run your last. Your tank is filled with 100 proof. You're all tuned up and gassed. Now don't take any chances. If you can't get through, I'd rather have you back again than pull that Mountain Dew.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
Moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. Roaring out of Harlan, revving up his mill, he shot the gap at Cumberland and screamed by Maynardville. With G-Man on his taillight, roadblocks up ahead, a mountain boy took roads that even angels feared to tread. Blazing right through Knoxville, out on Kingston Pike, then right outside of Bearden, there they made the fatal strike. He left the road at 90, that's all there is to say. The devil got the moonshine and the mountain boy that day.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, quench the devil's thirst.
The law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first. Law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first.
Thunder, thunder, thunder,
oh. Music, maestro, please. E flat from the top.
Thank you. man, honey. Bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
Well, took my little kitty to the tank last night. She's rockin' and rollin' and doin' all right. Now swing a little kitty. Swing a little kitty. Now swing a little kitty and a baby can't go wrong. Well, when the news starts, turn the light down low. Give a little kitty to holler, let's go. Let's swing a little kitty. Swing a little kitty, and a baby, you can't go wrong. We're 3 3 6, 6 3 9. Grab a little kitty, go rockin' down the line. Now swing a little kitty,
swing a little kitty,
swing a little kitty,
swing a little kitty,
and a baby, you can't go wrong. Back to the right. Him a little kitty was swinging all night. Now swing a little kitty.
Swing a little kitty.
Swing a little kitty.
Swing a little kitty.
And baby, you can't go wrong. Well, when the music starts, turn the light down low. Give a little kitty to holler, let's go. Let's swing a little kitty. Swing a little kitty,
swing a little kitty,
swing a little kitty, and a baby, you can't go wrong.
We're gonna pull down the shade, turn out the light, and we're gonna rock all night. You gotta go.
Back in the jungle.
Yeah. Don't feel bad out there for interrupting my lunch here.
Yeah.
And for not giving me any echo back in the...
Tape ran out, I guess.
In the toilet room back there. Down here, WFMU. East Orange.
Orange, orange, orange.
Bobby Brown and the Curios went down at Big Mary's house. From the back of the deck, Clyde Owens, Swing Little Katie. The Rockin' Hilos with Need Your Love. Daryl Rhodes and the Falcons, 4 O'Clock Baby, the Jesters with Cadillac Man, opened up with Robert Mitchum and the Ballad of Thunder Road.
Yeah, that set goes out to Andy and Bob and the Piney Cadillac Special.
And Andy's new haircut.
Yeah.
We won't. Don't laugh at the poor guy. He probably feels stupid enough. Nick's pointing to the echo button. Let's see what happens. Hold your ears, folks.
Thanks, Nick.
Yes, awesome. Anyway, we got some more news here. Love Triangle Gun Battle. A little gun battle up on the upper west side. For those of you way too lazy to karate kick each other to death, this fellow had a good idea. Pedro de Santos fired upon Ephraim Cabara with a silencer-equipped Uzi, squeezed off 24 rounds. It probably came out in about 3 seconds.
Those guns are amazing. They're completely modular. Everything snaps on just like the man from Uncle.
And a silencer-equipped Uzi is the ultimate urban survival weapon.
Yep.
Ah.
Anyway. They're great. You can open bottles on the sights. I swear to God.
A gambler craps out. This is in Fort Worth, Texas. A gambler who probably had been the biggest winner came out the biggest loser because somebody discovered his loaded dice. The body of Michael Roy Clardy, 32, with loaded dice in pocket, was found Wednesday. He had been shot twice and stabbed twice. Watch those dice, folks.
Yeah.
Hey, our food's here. We got to get back to that. Up next, Oscar Brown.
Anticipation runs through you. Now, a quiver of fear.
Yeah, well,
Impulses drive them on.
Members of this movement toward better music for better living. This chick's coming unhinged.
Why don't you put that small mind to some constructive use?
Hold it, Ronnie. Let's not blow this thing into a beef.
Dig that square.
Play it cool, kitten.
Everybody.
effective rock music is. It has made me the man that I am now, divorced, a bit burnt out and cold-hearted. Drugs are not even close when it comes to bad habits. Rock is so infectious. It's not even the lyrics or the people involved or their lifestyles that are addictive. It is the music. It has a drug-like effect. It is a mood elevator. If I want to get amped up, I just turn on a particular album. It also takes one's mind off God. It's the music itself. Now, you put some different words to it, you still have the beat, you still have the music, and it still pulls a man down into his passions and his sin.
Every time I hug my baby, this is all I can say. My tongue got twisted, said, little, 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 little,
to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
No.
Meanwhile,
yeah. Out here, WFMU, East Orange. Broadcasting from the grounds of Uppsala College Car Wash and Rib Joint. That was Jimmy Reed. She Don't Want Me No More. Aren't you glad they didn't have the Betty Ford Clinic around in Jimmy Reed's day?
Yeah.
Would have destroyed his whole sound.
They would have taken the edge off of him pretty darn quick.
Mm.
Maybe he would have had the Jerry Lee Lewis response.
Mm, snuck out after Ozzy.
Yeah, exactly.
See, speaking of the Betty Ford Clinic.
Supposedly we ran out of the place brandishing the toilet brush that they wanted him to clean out the place with. You know?
And later wearing it on his head.
Uh-huh.
You see Stevie Nicks on the morning talk shows this week?
Why she had the toilet brush sticking out of her?
Yeah, and she's you know fresh from drug rehabilitation and doing a great Porky the Pig impersonation.
Yeah. Like that girl in Heart that they have to stretch, they like use video to stretch her and shrink her into the frame so she doesn't look like the cow she is.
Mm. Oh yeah, the singer in Heart, right? Mm-hmm. We heard Roscoe Gordon with Figure It Out, the Castletones at the Hot Dog Stand, Ruth Brown and Hello Little Boy, Bird Rollins, Pretty Little Schoolgirl opened up with Oscar Big Blues Black, and Love Love. Love. Anyway, this is Aaron. We got things to renounce here.
Uh-huh.
Direct from the Methadone Clinic on 23rd and 3rd, 4th Annual Senders Reunion. This is at the Cat Club, Tuesday night, February 9th, at about midnight.
Featuring our boy Mitro on rhythm guitar.
Right. Mitro was supposed to bring us the Senders record to play. For those of you who never fell down the stairs at Max's to the sound of them, so what we're gonna attempt to recreate what the Senders sound like here in the.
It sounds like that only with a guy singing.
Justin, he just won't treat me right. Yeah, it's sort of like if you took boy, that was a headache.
Yeah. Don't try that at home, kids.
Yeah, Maurice Chevalier and Johnny Thunders and put them together.
They're excellent, actually. Their last reunion was spectacular. Strongly recommended.
More things to renounce. The Psychotronic Film Festival with our boy Michael Weldon as guest curator will announce each program tonight, 8 o'clock, 41 White Street. The subject is science fiction from Japan. Attack of the Mushroom People, 1963. Shipwrecked tourists get high from eating mushrooms and turn into fungus people. And Attack from Space, 1958. A flying hero battles Nazi-style aliens who destroy Earth landmarks like the Empire State Building. That's 41 White Street, right down the block from the Baby Doll Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
So much for that. Anything else to announce?
No.
No. There's the Spinks Tyson fight coming up in June. Something to look forward to.
Yeah, we'll be having Tyson out here the day before the fight.
Is it my imagination or is there really nothing to do anywhere anymore?
Yeah.
I sort of feel like I felt when I was 15. There's just nothing to do.
I'm just in a holding pattern until baseball season starts.
Right.
Or until a record comes out.
Billy Ball.
Yeah, Billy Ball. Down with that.
Anyway, I think we've been out for 2 weeks for expressing our feelings.
For letting Marina express her feelings.
Yeah, right? I actually have a theory on this subject. This is a good theory. It's the reason why we got suspended was because coming from Marina, you know, it was the fact that a female said those nasty things that was sexually threatening to certain people. You know, Marina has that effect on
yeah,
men.
Yeah, she does. Some men, she does make them shrivel up even more than they already are, you know.
Terrified.
One of the things I like about her.
Terrifies me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we can, this Birds, we got this great Birds thing. It's a unreleased version, 8 miles high. This is where we'll be when it's over. Birds the word.
Thank you. This is my happening, and it freaks me out.
Oh, it's...
Get the can, help it, take it, dance it down. Feel like you gotta.
Yeah. Hell, dear. Ooh, we got all kinds of feedback.
Yeah. You gotta play it like an instrument, you
and
know?
And Noah. Thank you, friend. Folks, that's us playing with the... That's our Echo Man getting on the case, so don't worry. Just ignore that little signal. Bird's the word with the birds. Never before previously unreleased Gene Clark tune. MC5 with 19th Nervous Breakdown. The Flaming Groovies, A Shot of Rhythm and Blues. The Stooges with I Need Somebody. Velvet Underground with White Light, White Heat. Open up with the Birds and an amazing alternate take of 8 Miles High. It's hard to believe somebody as totally cretinous and reprehensible as David Crosby was actually in a great rock and roll band.
Well, he didn't last very long, did he?
Well, he lasted longer than Gene Clark, I guess, for 3.5 albums.
Well, you know, Crosby had, like, much more important work to do, you know?
That's true. That was our classic rock block, folks.
Yeah, it's a psychedelic six-pack for y'all.
I put K-Rock on last night. I was falling asleep. You know, it was like, turn the pooches down a little bit. You know, it was
easy,
sort of
boy.
Okay for a couple of minutes. You heard, like, some stupid old songs from the 70s, like Aerosmith, and then, like, I think they played a Bird song, a couple of things. It was sort of getting okay. I was just about asleep, and they played this Stevie Winwood, like a modern one, and then went right into Billy Joel.
It's amazing how...
I would have shot out my radio if I had a gun.
The only thing that's more amazing is how all these old English guys are now co-opting that weird sort of Madonna kind of, like, you know, sleazo sound, but how their fans are going along with it, you know? You heard, like, Eric Clapton solo lately? It all sounds the same. All of those weird drums and ridiculous keyboard sample things. It's really sick-making.
Yeah, it's...
You know, they all sound like Tina Turner, you know?
Yeah.
Bummer.
Anyway, we have one more thing. I've got a tip from a listener. Tonight at 10 o'clock on Channel 13, your educational station, some edumacation with a Three Stooges documentary, which I've seen, and it's pretty happening. Little thing there. Anyway, WFMU, East Orange, we do it all for you. Time for the Blues Hangover. Lots of folks with their face down in the toilet just waiting for this. I know it. Eddie Burns, not... Not Eddie Cookie
Watch out,
Burns.
Man. I got
Get
the
well.
Gangsta blues. Last night, but I caught you kissing my wife. know you know I'm gonna take your life. I got the game. I got the game. I got the game to blues. Don't you know me? Don't you know? I'm gonna tie your feet so you can't walk. Fix your mouth so you can't talk. I got the game. I got the game. I got the game to blues. Don't you know me? Don't you know? I'm gonna take you out for a little easy ride. Drop you all by the riverside. I got the game. I got the game. I got the game to blues. Don't you know me? Don't you know? Last night, but I caught you kissing my wife. I know you know I'm gonna take your life. I got the game to blues. I got the game to blues. I got the game to blues. Don't you know me? Don't you know? Take it, son. Yes, yes. You know, I'm lost my 44 now. Why not, man? I'll let him get away. Ow! I'm gonna let you down before you bear in mind. I got the game. I got the game. I got the game to blues. Don't you know me? Don't you know? Don't bother nobody else, wife. Man is on his way. We are before sunrise, working 11 long hours a day. We are before sunrise, working 11 long hours a day. Grocery bill and the pimp get the rest of the pay. Man, we got to get together. If something's got to be done, we make the money. The pimps have their fun. You know why there's only grocery and no money. You know there ain't no fun.
Worry about no money when I pay the due. You know she's in the sun. Well, yeah, she's in the sun.
Bye.
heart attack, you better get some mentone on me, baby. Take out some mentone on me, baby. Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna fall right off and die. Get some insurance on me, baby. Take out some insurance on me, baby. Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna hold right off and die. Don't get sick, an accident, cause I'm here as can be. And if you got anything, like I know myself, I couldn't live if you should give all the love to someone else. You better get some insurance on me, baby. Take out some insurance on me, baby. Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna hold right off and die. Just to hear one little word to you.
'cause I'm so brokenhearted. I don't know what in the world to do.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah. Down here. A little that blues hangover. Ike Turner, the devil's daddy-in-law, pulling on his little wiggle stick there with Brokenhearted. Jimmy Reed, take out some insurance on me, baby. Mudster there with She Into Something. Lonnie Johnson in Working Man's Blues. And I opened up with Eddie Burns and the Gangster Blues. WFMU East Orange, if I haven't said that. Seems we have no State of the Vibe report today. Our Vibe Meister is en route to Athens, Georgia. He got a gig down there with Sid Straw for the night, so he's on a mission from God deep in enemy territory to represent us there. And what else has happened? Sledgehammer is off the air, a major drag there. Second best show on TV. Let's jump right back into it there with Ricky Nelson.
You just tear me apart, smile at me, my head starts to buzz like a honeybee. My eyes won't focus and I'm so upset. I sit here shaking in a cold, cold sweat. You're making a fool out of me. Tear me up every time we kiss. Never thought that love would ever be like this. Yes, you know that I'm in love with you. I'd wish you'd tell me that you love me too. Found my heart. Please don't you tear it apart. Every time you kiss me, I tremble like a little old pup. When you put your arms around me, baby, you tear me up. I just wanna know if you love me too. Leave me now, I don't know what I'll do. I'm so in love that I can hardly speak. My head is spinning and I'm feeling weak. So won't you consider my plea? Don't take advantage of me. Tear me up. I just wanna know if you love me too. Cause if you leave me now, I don't know what I'll do. So I'm in love that I can hardly speak. My head is spinning and I'm feeling blue. So won't you consider my plea? Don't take advantage of me. No, don't take advantage of me. Don't
to drive this old fool. Almost every time I try to go and pass a truck, if I ain't going downhill, then I'm out of luck. And even if I get by, it's still a rugged race. The way this old fool keep a hitting and a miss. Chef-o'd nose dive. Dad, I'm in grave danger out here trying to drive. The weight is more wiggle when I'm approaching 45. The head is nursing long like a little stubborn truck. He paws whizzing by me, Dad, look like I'm backing up. You just don't have the appetite for gas.
you put it, lest I perforate the hood. So, Dad, send the money, see what I can see. Try to find a Cadillac or a 62 or 3. Just something that won't worry us to keep it on the road. Sincerely, your beloved son, Henry Jr. Ford. You, baby, if I get me somebody else. But I ain't mad at you. Don't be mad at me. I ain't mad at you. Don't be mad at me. I ain't mad at you. Give it up. You had it long enough. Baby, why did you stay last night?
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
the whole world smiles at you.
When you're laughing,
yeah, you're laughing.
Oh, the sun comes a-shining through. And here's our announcer, Sam Salerno.
From the Casbah Theater of Spectacular Hotel Sahara on the famous Las Vegas Strip, the man who plays pretty for the people, Louis Prima, with lovely Giamione and Sam Buterin, the witnesses. And now, here is Louis to open the show.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
In your arms, I'm longing to be.
Longing to be.
Ah, baby.
Ah, baby.
Tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me.
Kiss me once while the stars shine above me.
Shine above me.
Hey, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
In your arms I am longing to be.
Longing to be.
Ah, baby.
Ah, baby.
Tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me.
Hey, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Come here, Sam. Come over here, boy. Where, Marie? Where, Marie? One is on her. She plays a pretty. By my dimmy. By my dimmy. What happened, Sam? You can't play an Italian. Oh, it's a French horn. Oh. Buona zona. Yes, it's a pretty. Hey, 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 hey. Come on, Jimmy.
Thank you.
people to stay away from. Any girl who owns a large dog. A guy who wears a rain cover on his hat. Anyone who will invite you into the 5 and 10 for a meal. Anyone who go out of his way to see a potato race. Women with monkey mascots. You never know where that monkey is. Anyone who would play knock-knock at a wake. People who frame finger paintings. Guys who say house tricks. Anyone who would start a community sing. Anyone who would join in. Anyone who would order hot pastrami on a cruller. Yo-yo champions. Big guys with parrots on their shoulders. Anyone who would pay to take a tour of Richmond. Couples who invite you over and whip out a cheese dip. Fat girls with slave bracelets. Anyone who carries around cat pictures. Meow. Skinny guys with slave bracelets. Cockfight fans. Anyone with teeth marks on his pencil. Anyone who would threaten a canary. Ted Mack losers. Guys who wear ties that say hello. Frank Buck fans. Anyone who would go out of his way to see a Woody Woodpecker festival. More, old captain, more. Anyone who would ask for more at a time like this.
Bongo, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. La Mumbo, he don't want to leave the Congo. Matubo, he got to go. Kasabungu, he make a big boo boo. Bongo, 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 bongo. Valleys of Congo.
Back in the jungle.
It's the Hound back in the jungle. The Beach Boys and doing business as the Survivors for some bizarre reason, and Pamela Jean.
One of the early attempts to get out from under Murray Wilson, I believe.
How do you like that Mike Love, spokesperson for a generation? he took the cake at the stupid, what are those things called? Rock Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Rock Hall of Shame.
It was great being in Siberia that night because I just kept seeing all these people walking in with their tuxedos, you know, shaking their heads, going, "That Mike Love, man.
What a guy." Yeah, we saw the Indian waiter of rock coming from a... Let's drop that right now.
That poor guy.
We won't tell you who the Indian waiter of rock is, folks.
The nice guy.
That could be our trivia question. Okay. No.
Self-control, Jim. Moderation. That's my tip for 88.
Right. I'm in all kinds
of... That one doesn't pass a conscience test, and that's really, you know, that's what this whole suspension is all about. Who can consciously let Marina Lutz go wild on the radio?
Well, you know what I say to that. Anyway, we also heard the Valiants don't want to leave the Congo. Louis Prima recorded live New Year's Eve 1963 with O'Marie. Bobby Mr. Blues Merrill with I Ain't Mad at You. Chuck Berry and Dear Dad. Open up with Rick Nelson and You Tear Me Up. Okay, we got to announce Sam Price, our old buddy, Barrel House Piano Man, age 90.
King of the Boogie Woogie.
Has less bags under his eyes than Il Bruce here.
Man, he's a lot funnier too, that's for sure.
And he's playing tonight under the Acme Restaurant at, 9 Great Jones Street, the corner of Broadway. We got a couple of pairs of tickets to give away.
Strongly recommend it, even if you don't win them.
Pardon me. So how are we going to give these tickets away?
It's a good question.
We had
Roscoe on that line, by the way.
Maybe. We need a question. We had one a minute ago.
A question of opinion or a question of trivial fact?
We'll do the trivial fact first, and then we'll do the opinion second.
Okay. What?
So the stupid people have a chance to win.
What Beach Boy was on this Mother's Brother show, reunion show last week?
Here's the question. What person who was in the Beach Boys at one point was on the Mother's Brother show last week? Area code 201-266-7900. WFMU East Orange. This is the Hound. El Bruce over there. And we've Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
get your hands off of it. It don't belong to you.
reason I'm riding around on recap tires.
And you're the reason I'm hanging our clothes outside on the wharf.
And you're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. Oh, but looks ain't everything. And money ain't everything. But I love you just the same.
I've changed to beer from soda pop.
And you're the reason I never get to go to the beauty shop.
You're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. Oh, but looks ain't everything. And money ain't everything. But I love you just the same.
Look at yourself. Now, I wish you'd take them perlers out of your hair and go put on a little makeup and get out of that house coat before supper.
Hey, well, let me tell you something, Conway. Considering everything that I went through today, I look like a movie star.
Yeah. Ruth Leslie.
Thank you.
Besides that, all of our kids took after your part of the family.
Oh,
anyway.
They did, huh? Well, what about the ones that's bald?
You hear me say, I
lives or dies. No wonder they hate her. She's the girl of the world. They give her a name. They call her the bad girl.
Find you tonight, Father Divine, Daddy Grace, Billy Brown, Oral Roberts, one of those big time pimps. They ain't working nowhere, are they? Taking money off women, ain't they? Look in the book, that's pimping.
Now we're talking. The Hound here, the students with I'm So Young, Slim Rhodes with the amazing Bad Girl. Brings a chuckle to Il Bruce's face there.
Yeah.
Cracked his ass up.
Yeah.
Mickey and Sylvia with Dearest, Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty, You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly. Eddie Vincent with Good Bread Alley, and we open up with The Killer, keep your hands off it. We have a winner in the very first Sam Price set of tickets. The answer to the question, which former member of the Beach Boys was on the Smothers Brothers show, Glenn Campbell was a former Beach Boy for a...
sub for Brian after Brian had his first big nervous breakdown.
Right.
Bass and grin.
Now we have another trivia question.
Oh, honorable mention, by the way, for the guy that tried to guess the answer to the upcoming question.
Right. Good thinking, friend.
Yeah.
So we have a pair of tickets here for Sam Price. That's under the Acme Restaurant, 9 Great Jones Street, corner Jake Great Jones and Broadway. It's a two-night Sam Price, Barrel
More
House,
like Broadway,
and Piano Man.
More like Great Jones and Lafayette.
Great Jones and Lafayette. Between Lafayette and Broadway.
Yeah.
And Il Bruce, would you like to deliver our next question?
Yeah, this is a question of opinion, all right? You know, this Mike Love thing, you know, we're not really Johnny on the spot with it, what with the suspension and everything else, but I'm sure, you know, tempers are still flaring, passions are still running hot. The question is, Hounds Radio family, what is the final solution to the Mike Love problem? What do we do with this guy, okay? The number?
201-266-79-NOT-NOT.
Use your imaginations, okay?
Right. In the meantime, we get to got a couple of requests to replay the Annie saga here with the Midnighters.
Oh, work with me, Annie. Work with me, Annie. Ooh, work with me, Annie. Work with me, Annie. Work with me, Annie. Let's get it while the getting is good.
So good, so good, so good, so good.
And please don't cheat. Give me all my meat. Ooh, 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 ooh.
that's good. Woo! And it had a baby. Can't work no more.
Working on a midnight shift. If Annie puts the hair up on her head, paint them lips a bright, bright red. Where's that dress that fits for you tight? Start staying out till the middle of the night. Says that a friend, give her a lift. Well, Annie's been working on a midnight shift. If she acts a little funny, seems a little strange, start spending your money for brand new things. Tells you that she wants to use the car, never explains what she wants it for. Brother, this ain't no ifs, 'cause Annie's been working on a midnight shift. Sun comes up, you look at old Annie and she looks kind of rough. You tell her, honey, get out of that bed. She says, leave me alone, I'm just about dead. Brother, this ain't no ifs, 'cause Annie's been working on a midnight shift. Good mama that's staying at home, you better enjoy it, 'cause it won't last long. When you think everything's all right, she starts slipping round in the middle of the night. Brother, that it ain't no ifs, 'cause Annie's been a-working on a midnight shift.
Work no more.
No more.
Daddy can't work. Daddy can't work.
No.
Daddy can't work no more.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No. No.
Oh, well, he works at day and he works at night. Oh, well, please believe me when you hear me say he's the hardest working man that ever had a chance
to prove that he's so ever loving man.
Daddy can't work no more.
No more.
Daddy can't work. Daddy can't work. Daddy can't work no more.
No, no, no.
Oh, well, he works at day and he works at night. Oh, well, please believe me when you hear me say he's the hardest working man that ever had a chance
to prove that he's so ever loving man.
Daddy can't work no more.
No more.
Daddy can't work. Daddy can't work. Daddy can't work no more.
No.
Oh, well, he works at day and he works at night. Oh, well, please believe me when you hear me say he's the hardest working man that ever had a chance
to prove that he's so ever loving man.
Daddy can't work no more.
No more.
Daddy can't work. Daddy can't work. Daddy can't work no more.
No.
Daddy can't work no more.
No more.
Daddy can't work. Daddy can't work. Daddy can't work no more.
Meanwhile,
that thing sure runs hot.
Yeah, you get that right.
Ooh. Anyway, Hey, get the echo on. Get off the phone. Pardon me, folks. That was where the Annie saga ends, with the Mau Maus and Daddy Can't Work No More. Now we can hear the show an hour ago. Buddy Holly with Annie's on the Midnight Shift, the Eldorados and Hazel McCullen with Annie's Answer. The Midnighters, Annie Had a Baby, the Platters, My Name Ain't Annie. Open up with the Midnighters, Work With Me Annie, one of the great mythological figures in American music.
Check the Durrell mix
Annie.
On that one.
Yeah. Anyway, we
the response has been overwhelming.
The response has been underwhelming. But no, we had some good answers. The question to give away the Sim Price tickets is
Stop. Excuse me, a little labor relations problem here.
Yeah. The echo is back up. Okay, the question to give away the Sam Price tickets was
a question of opinion.
What to do about the Mike Love question?
Mm-hmm.
It's been burning on our minds ever. So, some of the better answers.
Well, one person suggested that we make him our ambassador of love to the world, but as far as I know, Gene Kirkpatrick is acting even more weird in the UN than Mike Love acted at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing, so that ground's covered.
Yeah, that's
Making Chuck Berry's road manager, that definitely is a one-way ticket to hell. That's a very good idea.
Great possibilities with that.
Pour hot lava in his nostrils. It's very graphic, yeah. But I think by mutual consensus,
the first caller, which was evidently a girl urinating, and her boyfriend narrating it, I guess. But they didn't stay on the line long enough to get their name, so if you want to call back...
tell us what you're up to now.
Yeah, we'll give you the Sam Price tickets. Anyway...
And if that doesn't happen,
we'll decide something else.
The competition isn't quite over yet, though, folks.
Yeah,
so think hard. Get out that thesaurus.
It ain't over till it's over. This is the Hound. That's El Bruce over there. This is WFMU East Orange. A little juicy crocodile action.
This is the story of a crocodile. All names have been changed to protect the innocent. Here I am, lost from everyone. Believe me, it's not a bit of fun. Juicy crocodile has been chasing me all day. Can't seem to shake, can't seem to get away. You got my friend. Sure ain't my friend. I think I'd better pull over to the side of the road. When it gets close, I'll play like I'm bold. You got my other friend. Talk about being bold. I see this crocodile before being told. I think I'd better climb this here palm tree, and then it won't be able to capture me. You got my other friend, ooh, me. A crocodile climbing a palm tree. Well, I guess the way it was meant to be, because real soon he'll have eaten me. Oh, yeah.
Nobody like you,
but a
you've seen him on the screen. If you don't know who we're talking about, you'll know him when he sings. Woody's such a crazy bird, he has peculiar ways. All the kids are thrilled with joy, they like to hear him say. Three little pigs and a big bad wolf, old Goofy and the crows. There's many others I could name, but you know all of those. I know you've read of all of them, you've seen them on the screen. There's none as crazy as this bird, you know the one I mean. To the picture show to see a western scene, but when old Woody comes along, they like to hear him sing. He always gets the things he wants, even if it's wrong, but everybody likes to hear old Woody sing his song. He's such a naughty little bird, he always gets his way. All the kids from miles around, they like to hear him say.
So untrue. The way she thinks is driving me insane. I didn't know she hurt me so. Oh, the day we met, she said she loved me so. And now she goes with every Jim and Joe. I close my eyes and try to play it cool. But in my heart, I know I'm just a fool. I didn't know. Doggone sweet to me. The time she lied to me, it breaks my heart. But I would die if we should ever part. She ain't no good, but what am I to do? I'm simply crazy about the girl named Blue. I didn't know she hurt me so. You know nothing about
FMU, East Orange, we do it all for you. Alice and the Gladiolas, Run Little Joe. We heard the Cadillacs, Girl Named Lou. That was the wrong song I queued up. I meant to queue up Please Mr. Johnson. I know this all fascinates you. The Shields with You Cheated, You Lied, Webb Pierce, I Ain't Never. This is in no particular order. The Miller Sisters and Woody. The Cellos and Juicy Crocodile. I'd like to thank everybody who entered our Sam Price ticket giveaway. We had some wonderful answers, but the urinating chick over there definitely took the cake. And, do we have anything else? The Senders, Methadone Clinic Reunion at the Cat Club Tuesday night.
Be there, be square. It was great the last
time. Psychotronic
time.
Film Festival, 41 White Street tonight. Two Jap horror flicks. Michael Weldon will be there in Poison. Anything else we got to announce?
I guess two State of the Vibe reports next week.
Two State of the Vibe reports next week if we didn't get thrown off again.
The Vibe Meister is deep in enemy territory. I'm sure we'll have lots to report about the state of things.
All right, well, we're out of time. Glorious is up next. Wait a second. Can we cue the next song before we go off mic?
Yeah.
That's a good idea?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Thank Nitro
Invisible
Nick,
Radio,
you know, Bruce, who actually had a physical fight here before.
Yeah, you know, one of the physical ones.
Yeah. Anyway, till next week.
you.
Oh, my dear, oh, I love you.
Do you know anything about radio station WFMU?
I knew you?
No, I said radio station WFMU. Do you know the station?
Oh, yes. Yes, but never, unless I go to bed first.
Well, you do know the station, then. And you do listen to it before you go to bed.
He was a close friend of mine, but he died, unfortunately.
No, I think... we have a problem here. Can you hear me?
Sure, but I have to have some food first.
Never mind. Thank you.